Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank Palestinian Solidarity Society for organizing this event and thanking you all for attending this event. Actually, I am here from Ramallah in a speaking tour to speak about the situation of Palestinian children in Israeli prisons and jails. I'm living in Ramallah, and this tour took 3 weeks, and this is the last stop in this tour. Originally, I am from a village called Amwas. Amwas, in addition to two other villages, were destroyed totally in 1967. And in the rubble of these three villages, Israel settlers built Canada Park. The suffering of the people of these people and the Israel use of the lack of awareness of the international community about the situation or about the facts of the struggle between Palestinian people and the Israeli state, the Israel built on in order to recruit fund to build Canada Park. So this tour come in order to fix the mistake which the Palestinians did in the past, or they didn't work on the awareness level in order to raise the awareness of the international community about what's going on in Palestine. So at the last period, more effort were dedicated in order to bridge the gap in our advocacy policy. So this tour came in order to raise the international community regarding the situation of Palestinian children inside Israeli prisons and jails, and in order to advocate for the rights of Palestinian children and political prisoners in the Israeli prisons. Today I'm here to, I'd like to make it clear that when we talk about the Palestinian political prisoners, we are not talking about victims, we are talking about freedom fighters. The Palestinian political prisoners were and still the leaders of the struggle against the Israeli occupation. So since the beginning of the occupation, the Israeli state tried to put as much Palestinian inside the Israeli prisons and jails. I find it very difficult to give a concrete idea about the situation of Palestinian political prisoners inside Israeli jails, so I'll make a snapshot and try to shed some light on the main aspects of the life in prison and the latest information regarding the Israeli violation to the rights of political prisoners. For example, at present time, the prisoner woman, Samar Speer, is waiting to give birth inside the prison. In addition to that, during the last week, one of the prisoners, who is 53 years old, died inside a prison because of the healthcare neglect. Sulaiman Daraji, he is from Taipei in the Palestine, which occupied in 48, was suffering from severe pain in his chest. So he went to the doctor. The doctor inside the prison checked him and returned him back to his cell after giving him a painkiller. So during the early hours of the next morning, Sulaiman was found dead in his cell. During the same week, one of the daughters of Palestinian prisoners inside Nafha prison, while she was visiting her father in Nafha prison, she passed through a checkpoint called Mudain. At that time, on Sunday, the weather was windy, so the wind moved the gate of the checkpoint, so it stuck her skull. And her situation was very severe, so she were transformed to Hashomer Hospital inside Israel. During that time, before her death, her father asked the prison authority to let him go to visit his daughter inside the hospital, but his request was denied, and the girl, the three-year-old girl, was died 3 days later. Today, in order to, first of all, I'll try to give some basic information about the situation or facts about political child, political prisoners inside Israeli jails. Since 1967, more than 650,000 Palestinians were arrested during the first intifada between the years 87 to 93, 130,000 Palestinians were arrested. Since the beginning of this intifada in September 2000, around 30,000 Palestinians were arrested. Among them, 9,000 were still inside prisons. Among these 9,000, there are 1,000 are administrative detainees. Administrative detention is arresting people without charges or presenting before court. Among the 9,000 also, there are around 110 women prisoners, in addition to 400 Palestinian children inside a prison. During the period of the Intifada, the total number of children who were arrested are more than 3,000. Inside prisons, now there are three children with their mothers. They are Noor Ghanem. He is the son of Manal Ghanem and Aisha Al-Hodali. She is the daughter of Ataf Alayan. And I think that during this period, Samar gave birth to her new baby. The oldest Palestinian political prisoner is Saeed Al-Atabi. He was arrested in the year 79, and he is still in prison till this date. In addition to the Lebanese oldest prisoner, Samir Al-Kuntar. Samir Al-Kuntar was arrested during the same period in 79. During that period, Lebanon was passing through civil war, but Samir identified his enemy and went to fight his enemy. At that time, Lebanon was suffering from civil war, and Samir identified and was his enemy. I think that Samir at the present time is not happy because Lebanon is passing through a political crisis, so we hope that Lebanon will past this crisis. 700 Palestinian prisoners are suffering from severe ills inside the Israeli prisons and detention centers. Now I'll try to give an idea about the manner by which Israel is arresting Palestinians, whether children or political prisoners. By the way, when I talk about children, the only distinction between children and adults is putting children inside special section. There are a prison specific for special for children, and this is the only thing which Israel abide with the international standards in dealing with different types of prisoners. But at the same time, when Israel put children in special section, this is not in order to abide with the international standards, but in order to isolate children and practice more pressure on them because they believe that children can't resist or they usually accept what the prison administration ordered them. The first stage of arresting Palestinian children is arrest. During this, usually children were arrested whether from checkpoints or from demonstrations, or while they are inside their homes. Most children are arrested while they are inside homes. Large troops of the Israeli soldiers invade their houses and surrounded the area where the Palestinian children are living in order to give terrify the Palestinian people and practice more pressure on the Palestinian people. Usually they do not enter the child home from the gate. They invade from the windows or break the door of the house and invade the house and arrest the child. During the arrest period, while the child is inside his home, they humiliate and beat and kick everybody inside the house in order to terrify them. While the child is still inside his home, they start beating him and saying bad words toward him and toward all family members, and they handcuff him and blindfolded him. After that, usually they make arrest campaigns to a specific village. It's enough to extract confession from one of the children in order to arrest dozens of children, depending on the confession of this child. After that, usually they take the child to a detention center, where these detention centers are inside Israeli settlement or inside Israeli military base. They directly start interrogating the child. While he is in his way to the detention center, they beat him and kick him using their hands, their legs, their helmets while he is in the military jeep. This stage of arresting and transferring is aimed to pave the ground for the interrogation of the child. Usually when the child reach the interrogation center, they isolate him and try to extract information and confession from the child as soon as possible. During the interrogation period, usually they torture the child using different types of torture, whether psychological methods or physical methods. During the beginning of incubation, Israel depends on different types of torturing. During the 70s, they depend more on the physical torture. During the 80s, they combine between physical and psychological torture. During the 90s till now, they depend more on psychological torture. This depend on psychological torture is not because Israel wants to abide to the international standards. Israel is the only state which legalized torture. Israel is a state party for the torture convention, but despite this fact, Israel make torture legal. In 1987, the Landau Committee gave the Israeli interrogators the green light to practice all forms of torturing against Palestinians. But in 1996, Israel banned four types of torture against Palestinian prisoners, but this ban was just on the papers. But in practice, at any given time, if Israel want to use any type of these banned types against any Palestinian prisoners, the interrogators can go to the Supreme Court in order to have permission to practice these kinds of torturing against Palestinian prisoners. For example, in all the reports of the torture convention, Israel mentioned that moderate physical pressure, which means torture, is consistent with the obligation of the treaty. But these moderate forms of physical pressure are torture. But Israel tried to give the impression of the international community that Israel is abide to the international human rights norms. But when it comes to Palestinian people, for example, in the Israel is a state party also to the Convention of the Rights of the Child, but Israel submit its report for the Child Rights Committee. In its periodical report, there was no mentioning for the rights of Palestinian children in the occupied territories. So Israel attempt to omit the rights of Palestinian people in the occupied Palestinian territories through concentrating more on the situation of the Israeli people. But the Palestinian organization have the right to submit shady report for these committees. During these reports, we try to reflect on the Israeli violation to human rights in the Palestinian areas. The third stage is sentencing. And in the sentencing stage, it's clear how much Israel is an apartheid regime. In Israel, there are two legal systems. One is applicable for the Israeli people, and the other one is applicable for the Palestinian people. Israeli citizens are tried before civil courts, while Palestinian people are tried before military courts. These military courts are kangaroo courts. Its aim is to give some legal veneer to the Israeli violations against the Palestinian prisoners or against Palestinian people in general. In all aspects of Palestinian life, there are military orders which govern these aspects. Here you can find a case study about the manner by which Israel is sentencing Palestinian people. It's important also to say that the Israeli judges inside these military courts, it's not necessary for the judges and the prosecutors to have legal background. They are militant personnel appointed by the military commander in order to play the role of military judges. In sentencing, they depend on confessions extracted from the Palestinian prisoners by force in order to sentence them, usually by several years of arrest. For example, regarding children, the international human rights law and the RCRC state clearly that putting children inside the prison should be the last resort and for the shortest appropriate period of time. But in Israel, the first resort against Palestinian children is putting children inside the prison. And usually, they put them inside the prison in addition to other forms of punishment, like financial punishment. And this financial punishment is it's like a collective punishment because of the economic situation of Palestinian people, and the family have to pay this amount of money for the child in order not to spend more time inside the Israeli prisons. The fourth stage is imprisonment. In Israel, putting children and prisoners inside prison is not the punishment, but while prisoners are inside a prison, they are punished also through denying them everything. So, for example, the family visitation is denied. During the year 2001 to 2003, no political prisoner was able to visit his family. No family was able to visit her child or a brother inside the Israeli prisons because of the security reasons. But after that, they used these denying the family visits as a kind of punishment. If the child or the prisoner commit anything while he is inside a prison, they may prevent him from visitation for periods of time. It may last for 6 months, or they may put him in solitary confinement. In addition to torturing and beating him while he is inside a prison. For example, they use also the roll call as a method of punishment while the prisoners are inside the prison. For example, in detention center, usually in all Israeli prisons, there is roll call 3 times a day. During this roll call, an officer came in order to count the prisoners. Usually they ask them to go out and they wait for half an hour until the officer came in order to count them. So there are, in addition to these three roll calls, there is security roll calls Usually they did it during the night hours. So they asked him, especially in the tent prisons, to go out, and they wait for a long period of time in a harsh weather situation till the officer came in order to count them. In addition to other kinds of, everything can be as a form of punishment inside the Israeli prison. For example, they may deny prisoners to go out, inside the prison, of course, out of their cells, because they do not behave according to what the officer asked them. So these forms of, or these stages, is meant, the aim of these stages is to control the Palestinian prisoners while they are inside the prison. And these methods of control, it's not a random policy from a soldier. It was designed from the Israeli state in order to control the Palestinian people and frighten them in order to accept occupation as a matter of reality. But on the other side, Palestinian prisoners are resisting their jailers, and they feel that they are more free than their jailers. Thank you.